Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We are continuing the discussion about natural hair in the professional workplace. Does it help you? Does it hurt you? What is your experience? My guests are Charmaine Brown, Director of Diversity at Fannie Mae, and Garrett James. He's a federal government employee with the Department of Defense. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. If you're having difficulty getting through, please don't stop trying. We're going to take as many phone calls as we can. Also, if you're on Twitter, using the hashtag tonight, I am not my hair, W-H-U-R. Love to hear what you're saying on Twitter as well. Shantae, calling from Northern Virginia. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yes, I don't think that your natural hair should make an effect, but people do need to keep in mind the types of styles that they're, you know, wearing in the workplace. And just to caveat that, I remember as I was getting out of the military, someone told me to take out my braids. It was just, you know, micro braids that I'd wear back into a bun. And I did so, but I said to myself, the next job that I got, you know, if my hair looking too ethnic for the company that's hiring me was such a problem, then that's probably not the company that I need to be working for.
Hmm, so, interesting.
You know, don't compromise yourself just to get the position, because they'll find other things to disqualify you other than just your hair.
Okay. Shantae, thank you so much. Tyrone, calling from Oxon Hill. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
My basic question was, isn't the chemical more harmful than using natural hair?
Well, the question is not about health. We're not talking about whether it's harmful or helpful to your health. We're talking about whether it's helpful or harmful to your job.
Right. Well, my experience in that is I wore dreads for over 10 years, and I cut my hair to get a job in corporate America, and I didn't get the job with my hair cut.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I don't know. I think corporate America needs to be more diverse, because you have a diverse country.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, that's my bottom line. I mean, you have people from all over the world here.
Yeah. And Tyrone, thank you. And here's a point, Garrett. He just made a really, really critical point. He said, we have people from all over the world here. Washington, D.C., but every city has its own culture. If you are in Silicon Valley, for example, and you're working for, a startup, or if you're working, for example, for, you know, Facebook, where, look, Mark Zuckerberg, the CEO, he comes to work in jeans and a T-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Clean shaven, certainly, but in production and performance-driven communities like that, short of coming to work naked with, you know, it really
fuchsia
doesn't
hair.
Matter. Yeah, fuchsia hair, exactly. So, you know, for, again, I guess my, you know, my question is it not just corporate culture, but also geographic culture? New York, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., Miami, Dallas, it doesn't have a lot to do with where you are?
Yeah. One of the good parts of great parts about this area, and I grew up in North Carolina, is that sisters come here and they say, I am finally around other people who have similar hair. And it's not like finding a needle in a haystack. And I think when you have such a large, diverse population, you can, it's hard to still not embrace that culture, because you need people to work at your firms or whatever. I still think there are just some industries that have been very, very slow to change. And one of the ways, or one of the ideologies, is that in order to change something, you have to be a part of it. And in order to be a part, you may have to conform some. And I don't think conforming is a horrible thing always. I think just like we are in relationships, we got to do some stuff that we don't want to do.
Mm-hmm.
In order to be in that relationship. And I think that goes for hair, as you said, appearance as well. If you care enough to be in a certain culture, you may have to make decisions, and those decisions come with considerations.
You know, I will say when I was in television, when I first started, coming from D.C., most of the brothers who were in the business, and of course there were not a lot of us, but most of us coming from D.C., we had, you know, short hair and mustaches. And it wasn't until the sister who was cutting my hair, and I made a comment about moving beyond just a street reporter, but to the anchor desk. And she said, I'll never forget, she said, baby, you're going to have to let your hair grow and let me put some juices and berries in it and cut your mustache, which I was very, very resistant to. And then I got the anchor gig 2 weeks later. But the interesting thing about it, because my hair grows really fast, is that when I first walked into the newsroom, people did not recognize me. Let me say this. The people of color did. But having changed, you know, my hair and shaved because I came in with the mustache, they did not recognize me. Now, eventually, I did bring that, you know, back. And if you look at modern television now, even, you know, Matt Lauer, Al Roker, you know, white guy, black guy, they have beards. And Tamron Hall, who black female anchor, she caught a lot of flack when she did do a natural hairstyle, and they turned it around and they had a big conversation about it, you know, on the program. And so like you said, Garrett, I think that some institutions are slow to change. Let me go back to the phone lines, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Jay, calling from Largo. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi. I have been going natural for about the last 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've never done the big chop because, of course, I was scared to death to lose my hair. But I wore the transitional styles, braids, weaves, crochet braids. And I've been in this stage for the last 5 years. I work in the federal government. I'm a head of a department. I'm in front of a lot of high executives in meetings, and I just don't think that my natural hair would be accepted.
Why do you say
or
that?
Looked upon as professional.
Why? And Why do you say that?
Because, like the last caller, the female said how she gets compliments because of the tone of her skin, and she does the platinum blonde and all that. I am a dark-skinned woman. My hair is dark. I just envision when I see my hair in a natural state right after being shampooed, I envision buckwheat. I don't think, buckwheat is a professional look. My children are biracial, and I don't know if I did that subliminal, you know, so they didn't have to have the quote-unquote bad hair. But they are now natural on their own accord. Their hair is beautiful. I just don't see that as a professional or attractive look on me.
Jay, let me just say, and I'll have Charmaine talk about that as well. I mean, just, you know, first of all, the buckwheat comment, I'm not sure I'm comfortable with that. I think that there are some bigger issues there. But just because you're dark and you have natural hair does not necessarily mean that you would be, you know, a caricature, by, you know, a 19, you know, 30s stereotype. So I think we need to throw that out. And move into 2017. But with that said, Charmaine, I'll let you talk about that.
Sure. So that's a very interesting comment that Jay made. But I want to share and broaden the conversation a bit away from sort of my decision and why I decided to go natural and feel really good about it. Deloitte University's Leadership Center for Inclusion did a study that talks about covering in the workplace. And what we're talking about here is
define covering.
I'm about to, but I want to be clear. We're really not talking about a compromise that you can live with. We're talking about when you cover, you are altering your self-presentation in terms of making changes to de-emphasize your race or your gender or your ethnicity in order to blend into the mainstream. And what this study shows is that 94% of blacks in the workforce is covering. 91% of women of color are covering. And so what we're talking about is, are you making those changes to your appearance in order to communicate that you are not this or more like that? And I think that if that's a compromise, and you know, everybody's got to make their own decision, but I would say, are you able to really contribute to that organization fully if you are checking a piece of who you are that is critical to your identity at the door?
I think that is such a critical question. Jay, thank you so much for your phone call. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about natural hair in the professional workplace. Does it help? Does it hurt? Deshaun, calling from Virginia, what's on your mind?
Yes, hi. Well, first I want to say to Jay, embrace your dark skin. I'm a light brown skin, African-American, of course, and I wish that I had dark brown skin, because you really wouldn't be able to tell me anything. I would just think I was the best looking thing going. I want you to understand that you should just need to embrace who you are as a black female. So I want to encourage you. I am in the federal government. I have managed the federal government HR department, and I am confident in my abilities and my skills to do my job. And so I've been natural for a little over 2 years now, and that was the best decision that I could have made for myself. And now some people looked at me funny. Some people asked me why, and I'm like, because that's just what I want to do for me. I'm not going to pretend that my hair is straight, because it is not. Do we ask people who have straight hair to tease their hair or braid their hair to assimilate into our environments when they come into our environments? Absolutely not. So we should not feel that we have to, you know, conform to what other people think we should look like. We are who we are, and it is time that we embrace our beauty, mm-hmm. because we are a beautiful race, regardless of the skin tone or the texture of your hair. So hone in on your skill sets, and if you are confident in the work and the ability that you have in order to do a job, then that's all you should worry about. And I agree, you should never check any part of who you are at the door in order to fit into any environment.
Okay, well, Deshaun.
Because you're not being honest with yourself.
Deshaun, thank you so much for your comments. I appreciate that. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. I want to ask Charmaine this other question also. When there is a change, and this is really about women and not so much about men. I mean, there's certainly in 2017, you know, men can do much more with their hair, but guys, usually their options are not as diverse. But when women make these kinds of changes to their hair, what kind of conversations do you need to have with those who may not be comfortable? And I'm not talking about your black counterparts. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm talking about your white counterparts, or your counterparts that may be, people of color, but not necessarily black. They may be East Indian, or they may be Asian. Or how do you deal with that?
So I haven't really had conversation with my white counterparts on my hair.
They haven't tried to touch it?
No one has tried to touch it.
Yeah, you had the T-shirt, right?
I send the
right.
anti-touch signal, but no one has tried to touch it.
Uh-huh.
As I said, I've gotten nods, it's hard to describe the looks that you get, but I certainly have, and you don't know if it's as a result of your hair. I mean, I've been in situations where, you know, I may be in a conversation and the mainstream female in the room may be getting more eye contact. And so, you know, you may think, well, that's interesting. But I don't know that it's because I look more ethnic or because I'm, you know, wearing natural hair. I'd be making an assumption if that's the case. But absolutely nobody's tried to touch my hair.
And that's another conversation, isn't it? Yeah.
Awesome.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, more of this conversation about natural hair in the professional workplace. Does it help? Does it hurt? Rachelle calling from D.C., Carol in Upper Marlboro, and Anitra calling from Fort Lauderdale. We're going to talk to all of you in just a bit. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We are continuing the discussion about natural hair in the professional workplace. Does it help? Does it hurt? What's your experience? Back to the phone lines. Carol calling from Upper Marlboro. Carol, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm glad I had this chance to continue the conversation, because I was going to ask a question, three things. One, covering. Charmaine, you made a comment about covering. Since birth, at age 15, my hair was gray. For many years, I colored it. And I was in government earlier in life, went out and went into private industry, and never really had an issue where I was in the field of money and banking, and it was fine. But as I've gotten older, as opposed to going back into coloring my hair, I could wear it natural, put a little activator in it, it would curl or blow it, and it's straight, and I fit right in. But it was also dyed. Now I've gotten to a point where it's like, I don't want to continue to color. But it seems that everyone says to me, well, dye your hair. It'll make it so much easier. And with the lady who is an HR person who's already in government and in the field, my comment to them is, if you're in, it doesn't matter. If you're trying to get back into a field or even qualify for a job with someone who's up against a 22-year-old or 23-year-old, but you have the experience, it's the playing ground is not the same. And I really think it has more to do with the fact of the color of your hair or the texture of your hair. It's a little bit different if you're already in government and you're trying to move up, or you're already in Fannie Mae and you're established. If you're not in the field or you're trying to get back in the field, you're not judged the same and as equally.
Let me say, Carol, yeah, color certainly. Because I must admit, and you know, here in the nation's capital, I've seen some festive colors for hair, but also length. You know, whether and most of the hair is, I mean, it's yours because you bought it, but it's, you know, I see a lot of really, you know, long hair also, and I, like I said, we can get into the weave conversation, you know, at another day. But I mean, I think the reality is that, you know, there's also that. And sometimes it's not about natural hair versus, you know, hair that's not in a natural style. But sometimes it's just about how your hair is styled and whether or not some may see it, you know, perhaps as a distraction. Garrett, your thoughts about that?
Yeah. We do understand some people see it as a distraction. I always challenge. It's hard to sit with something in its empirical form being a distraction to someone else. I think it's disturbing almost.
Well, purple hair when everybody else is. Yeah, that's what I mean.
Well, OK. Yeah. So we do understand some of the alterations outside of your natural state. Sometimes it is very distracting, the same way a purple suit or purple shoes can be a distraction as well.
Yeah, that purple can be really distracting. your thoughts about style that may be a little over the top.
So we're in a pretty conservative environment as well, but we made a policy change a few years ago that sort of said, you know, you can come to work in any way that's comfortable for you, but to make more traditional decisions when you're meeting with customers. So we have a very sort of laid back stylistic culture. We haven't seen the purple hair yet. But I'll tell you what I find really distracting is people who may show up really conformed, but they don't perform. So that's more of a distraction. I think, you know, we've got to start choosing substance over form. So no purple hair yet, but people are showing up in their jeans and what's comfortable for them on days where they don't have customer meetings and things like that.
Well said. Thank you so much, Anitra. I'm sorry, Carol. Let's go to Anitra. Anitra calling from Fort Lauderdale. Anitra, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Okay, hi. I went natural 5 years ago. Loved it. It was a transition. It is hard. At work, you're concerned about your ability for change and moving around. However, I think it is something to own yourself. And if you wear it and you feel good about yourself, I also went gray. I haven't dyed my hair for a year. And I thought that I was very concerned about doing it, but the dye was just causing breakage, so I went with not dyeing my hair. And I love it. And when people say something, I let them know how much I love my hair. I let them know how much I love it. If it's natural, I let them know how much I love my color, if it's fallen out. And I think if you own yourself and you wear yourself and you carry yourself with the fact that you...
Oh, gosh. We lost her. Anitra, go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead.
No, and I definitely relate to the young lady from Marlboro who said that if you're not already with the company and you're trying to get a job, it does make a difference, maybe. However, I think that whether it's natural or whether it's just natural, because natural to me is not just in its natural state. If you don't color your hair and you have gray, you're natural. That's a natural state. To get another job or to go with a company, you have to play it by ear, but it's better to own yourself.
Okay.
And that's it.
Well, Anitra, thank you so much. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Rachelle calling from D.C. What's on your mind?
Hi. I've been short and natural, very, very short and natural for about the past 4.5 years. And because of convenience, I love it. And my schedule had become very hectic. So I said, let me just go ahead and chop it off.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thankful that I do work for a company that is very big on diversity and inclusion. And, I mean, even me working in the front office for one of the top leaders at my company, they embrace all types of style. And as a matter of fact, my coworkers, all of us are pretty much natural. And everybody wears their hair in different styles, but we also are mindful too of where we work and the fact that we have to also still present ourselves as professionals, although we are able to embrace the whole comfortable, come to work comfortable thing, the diversity and inclusion thing. So I love it, and I love the fact that I work for a company that embraces it and allows everybody to be themselves.
Okay.
All right. Because the focus is primarily the skill set.
Okay. Well, Rachelle, thank you so much. I appreciate your phone call. Real quick, want to move to another topic, just your opinion. What about tattoos? People who may perhaps be, you know, overweight or unconforming fashion choices, Garrett, your thoughts about that. And I know those may be three totally different categories, but they can impact how you're seen at work.
Yep. I think it all falls under the considerations, and everyone has their own line. So it's hard to know what works. You almost have to do trial and error and also do your research. There's still a strong stigma against tattoos in certain places or any tattoos that we can see. As far as the weight, I think things are more accepted, and we bring beauty to more diversity But we understand what we've seen in the callers, what we've seen in our personal lives, that there is still unpleasant feelings towards people who are different than like this small, slim standard of a beauty. Yeah.
And your thoughts about that, too, Charmaine?
Yeah. So I think a lot of it has to do with unconscious biases as well. I think people are not always conscious of their blind spots. And so I would say that you really need to understand that whether or not somebody has a tattoo or they're overweight, they're still a human being and they have a right to respect and dignity. Mm-hmm. And tattoos in our workplace, I've seen them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, and one final question for you, Charmaine, because you said in the beginning of the conversation, when you went from permed hair to natural hair, you said someone said to you that you would not get promoted with that hairstyle. Did you get promoted?
Yes.
Well, there you go. That's a good way to end the conversation.
Way.
Oh, there you go. Charmaine Brown, Garrett James, thank you both for participating in the conversation. That is the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141 for this Tuesday, January 24th, 2017. I'm Harold Fisher. Of course, you can find me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR or on Daily Drum WHUR. Now, stay tuned for The Connection with Lorna Newton. Good night.
Century. It's time for us to redefine who we be. You can shave it off like a South African beauty. Got it on lock like Bob Marley. You can rock it straight like Oprah Winfrey. If it's not what's on your head, it's what's underneath. And say, hey, hey, I am not my head. I am not your skin.
The Howard University Radio Network is WHUR 96.3 FM, WHUR World 96.3 HD2, student-run WHBC, HD3, GlassHouseRadio.com, SiriusXM Channel 142.